I just want to be happy. Maybe some of us this morning, nasabi mo ito recently, or probably this morning, nasabi mo lang sa buhay mo, I just want to be happy. Okay? These are the words, the declarations, the thoughts of a lot of people today, both young and old. They will say in their life, they will say to themselves, I just want to be happy. That's why they say, I want to be happy, that's why I will buy a new phone. Okay? But the problem with our mobile phones, if you can get an iPhone 7S Plus today, naluluma lagi, right? Sabi ni iba, I want to be happy, so I'll buy a new car. But after 2 or 3 years, your new car is already an old car. Because there are already, what, new models. Maybe some of us will say, I want to be happy, that's why I need a love life. Kailangan magka-boyfriend ako, kailangan magka-girlfriend ako, kasi that's my happiness. And I cannot be happy without someone loving me. Maybe some of us feels that you'll be happy if you have a big house. At panagkaroon ka na ng malaking bahay, you want a bigger one. Some of us, if not most of us, will say, I'll be happy if I have a lot of money. Right? Pag magkaroon ako ng 1 million, masaya na ako. And then, nagkaroon ka ng 1 million, sabi mo, siguro pag ako nagkaroon ng 1.5, masaya na ako. And then, nagkaroon ka ng 1.5, siguro pag nagka 2 million ako, masaya na ako. On and on and on. And you don't find yourself happy because what motivates you is really greed. Okay? If your happiness is based on what I've said a while ago, all of it is superficial. Let's all say superficial. And temporal. Totoo. Lahat po yun panandalian, lahat po yun ay katotohanan. Nothing lasts in this world. Someone says, walang forever. And I would believe that. That walang forever. Because the Bible says, heaven and earth will pass away. That's what Jesus says. It will pass away. Really? So don't focus yourselves too much on love life. It will pass away. Don't focus too much on your phone. It will pass away. Sabi nga ni Elsa kanina, yeah, it's pleasurable over there on the worldly things, but nothing beats having a right relationship with God. Right? That's how this world molded our thoughts. If you have this, you'll be happy. If you will achieve this, you will be happy. But this is how also the enemy deceived Eve, right? If you will notice in the passage in the Garden of Eden, this is what happened. When the woman saw, or Eve, that the fruit of the tree was good for food, let's all say good. And it says, pleasing to the eye, let's all say pleasing. And also desirable for gaining wisdom, let's all say desirable. The Bible says, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her. And take note, the Bible says, Adam ate it. See? The word na ginamit po ng Bible, good, pleasing, desirable. These are the things that brings happiness in our flesh. Right? Good, pleasing, and desirable. So, anong resulta? The result? Sin and death. That's ultimately the result of looking for happiness apart from God. Come to think of it. Sabi ng Diyos kay Adam and Eve, you can eat every vegetable and every fruit in this land, in the Garden of Eden, except for the fruit of that tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, except for that fruit alone. But man doesn't want many. Man wants all. Right? Yun lang ang pinagbabawal ni Lord. Yun lang. Everything, you can have it for your food. Except for the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And yet, they're not satisfied. That one fruit or that one tree that the Lord prohibits, still, they choose to disobey God. Remember this. It will only take you one sin for your soul to go to hell. Listen carefully. It will only take you one sin for you to go to hell. Wow. Really, Pastor? Yes. How many sins they committed? How many sins? Just one. And they were removed, they were banished from the Garden of Eden. Alin po, nakakatakot yung kabutihan ng Diyos. Napakabuti ng Diyos kay Adan at kay Eva, right? God gave them a perfect place. No sickness, no death, no aging. God provided them food everywhere. God gave Adam the most beautiful woman. And God gave Eve the most handsome man. God is so good to them, wala ho silang bienan. Come to think of it, right? Much more, they can fellowship with God every day. That's why the Bible says, Adam walked with God in the book of Hebrews. And yet, in spite of the goodness of God, they still chose to disobey Him. Nakakatakot po ang kabutihan ng Diyos. Parang ganito po lang po yan. Nakakatakot yung magalit ang isang taong tahimik. Tama, mali. Nakakatakot yung magalit ang isang taong mapagpasensya. Kasi pag yan sumabog, tumakbo ka na. Ang Diyos, napakabuti ho sa atin. Pero huwag ho natin kakalitaan na sa likod ng kabutihan, sa likod po ng biyaya, sa likod po ng pag-ibig, kahabagan ng Diyos, sa likod po nito ay ang katotohanan that He is a just God, a holy God, a righteous God. The God that should be obeyed by everyone. For even demons believe and trembled at His sight. This is the God of the Bible. Now remember this. If you are pursuing happiness, let me say this. You are not the center of the world. God is. Yung kasi ang problema ho natin. Akala natin, narito tayo sa mundo para pansinin ng mundo. Akala natin, the world owes us for our own happiness. Akala natin, ang Diyos nandiyan para sa atin. Hindi ho. It's the other way around. God created us for Him. That's why the very first declaration, the very first book in the Bible, this is what the Bible says. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So sino po ang bida? Sino po ang superstar sa mundong ito? God! Hindi naman sinabi na in the beginning, man was created by God so that God can make him happy, bless him, prosper him. Hindi yung sinabi yun. Ang eksena kagad, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You are not the center of this world. But media will tell you that you are the center of this world. You deserve this, you deserve that, you deserve to be happy, you deserve things like of this world. No, you don't deserve anything at all. You know why? Because the Bible says we are just like a speck of dust before God. Our life is nothing. Anytime God can just end your life that fast. Don't focus yourself too much Don't feel that you are so important before God. Don't think you are the source of joy and happiness and growth of others. No, you are not the center of this world. God is. That's why the Bible says, in the beginning, God. That's why if you will seek happiness in this world, rather than seek God, you'll never be happy. You will never find happiness. Because for you to experience happiness, you need to know God. You need to know Him. You need to realize that God is the center of everything in this world, even over your life. It is God. It's what the Bible says as well. Psalms 19 verse 1 and 2. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. Maybe some of us who are here don't believe in God. Maybe you have a philosophical view about God. Maybe you think that you are more intelligent than God. Maybe sometimes you think that you can be an advisor for God. You may believe whatever you want to believe about yourself. You may believe that God is not that intelligent. You may believe that God is foolish. You may believe that God is unjust. Let me clarify this to you. You may believe that God is not that good. God is not that intelligent. But let me tell you one thing. Listen carefully. All of you are so proud of yourself. So proud of your intelligence. And even so proud of your beauty. Let me tell you one thing. You don't have a universe. You can think of things about God, but you don't have a universe. Right? You cannot even create something out of nothing. Ex nihilo. But God created everything out of nothing. Oh man, don't be so proud before God. For you are just like a speck of dust before Him. And the very reason why you are still breathing today, because of His common grace to all men. He is just allowing you to live today. The Bible says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies display His craftsmanship. Day after day, they continue to speak. Night after night, they make Him known. Don't ever say and believe that there is no God. Look at the skies. Study the universe. Study science. And it will prove to you that there is God. Another passage, Isaiah 43 verse 7. The Bible says, bring all who claim me as their God, for I have made them for my glory. It was I who created them. God is not for man. Man is for God. The reason why God created you, so that you will display His glory. In Acts chapter 7, nung binabato po si Stephen because of his faith, sabi na po doon, but Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Sabi na, look, he said, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Okay? Even in heaven, God is the ultimate center. The glory of God. Si Lord lang pong superstar. Not you. Not me. Not any one of us. Do you get the point? Now, wag ko tayong masyadong believe sa ating sarili. Wag ko tayong masyadong hanga sa ating sarili. You want to know happiness? You want to experience happiness? It's all in Him. Because your life and the life of this world, it centers on God and on God alone. That's why biblical salvation is Christocentric. It is centered in Christ. Listen well, listen well. Because we're talking about your eternal destiny. Second, because no one knows when you will die. Right? I'm preaching right now to you guys because I want you. I'm praying that you will be with Christ when your day comes. De, malakas ako, wala akong sakit. Bata pa ako. The reality, mamamatay ka din. Kaya huwag mayabang, huwag tayong magmalaki, huwag tayong magmataas, mamamatay ka din. Question, is that a fact or not? Diba? Ako mamamatay din. Kayo mamamatay din. That's why the message you're about to hear right now is very important. That salvation is Christocentric. What do I mean by this? Listen carefully. I'm guilty of this as well. Most of the pastors and preachers will tell you like this. Mahal ka ng Diyos. Kahit sino ka paman, kahit ano ka paman, mahal ka ng Diyos. Right? But where can you find in the Bible that the apostles, even Jesus, preached the same thing? That Jesus preached, the Lord loves you. That Peter or Paul preaches, the Lord loves you. You cannot find one. I have this doubt sometimes whenever someone preaches, kahit sino ka paman, kahit ano ka paman, mahal ka ng Diyos. You know why? Because that is not the gospel. Think well. Baka ma-misinterpret niyo po ako. You know why? When you say to someone, mahal ka ng Diyos, sabi ng tao na hindi Christian, mahal ko rin sarili ko. Right? Pag sinabi mo, may magandang plano ang Diyos sa'yo, ah yeah, ganda nga ng plano ko rin eh. Right? Pagpapalain ka ng Diyos, gusto ko yan. Yung gusto ko, yung pag nagpapala ko. Do you get the point? But is that the gospel? These are promises of God. But it's not the gospel. Anong ibig mo sabihin, Pastor Jeff? The first preaching of Jesus Christ went this way. Sabi ni Jesus, repent for the kingdom of God is at hand. That was the first preaching of Jesus Christ. Repent. It talks about sin, the evil within us. Repent for the kingdom of God is at hand. When we say, ayaw ni Lord na pumunta ka sa impyerno. Right? Sabi ng lahat ng tao makakausap mo, oy, ganda yan ha. Ayaw ko talaga pumunta ng impyerno. Maraming tao gusto pumunta ng langit pero ayaw nilang bitawan ng kanilang kasalanan. Tama? Maraming gustong kumapit kay Kristo, no? Pero ayaw sundin ang katuruan ni Kristo. Where in fact, when Jesus preached his first preaching, repent for the kingdom of God is at hand. When Nicodemus approached Jesus, teacher of the law, sabi ni Nicodemus, yung mga himalang ginagawa mo, galing yan sa Diyos. Kung hindi ka sa Diyos, sabi ni Nicodemus kay Jesus, hindi mo magagawa ang mga bagay na yan. Parang fina-flatter niya si Jesus, right? Ano sagot ni Jesus? Unless a man be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Makinig tayo mabuti, no? Unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Ang layo ng connection sa sinabi ni Nicodemus. Why? What Jesus did, he hit the real matter on the heart of Nicodemus. Siya sabi niya, huwag kang ma-amaze sa mga himala. Huwag kang ma-amaze sa mga kagalingan. Huwag kang ma-amaze na sumusunod yung mga demonic spirit sa akin. Itong kailangan mo. Unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Do you get the point? When Peter preached after the baptism in the Holy Spirit during the time of Pentecost, this was his preaching. Sabi niya, Jesus was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge. And you, with the help of the wicked man, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. Ito sabi ni Peter, oh, you nailed him on the cross. Hindi sabi ni Peter na, Israel, God loves you. his first preaching was this: you put him to the cross. You nail this Jesus on the cross. Look at Stephen. Before the Sanhedrin, ano sabi ni Stephen? Kaharap ito ng mga religious people during that time na pwede siyang ipapatay anytime. Sabi niya, you stubborn people, you are heathen at heart and deaf to the truth. But he's talking about to the Pharisees and Sadducees, religious, yes, worshippers of supposed to be Yahweh during that time. Sabi niya, you stubborn people, you are heathen at heart and deaf to the truth. Must you forever resist the Holy Spirit? That's what your ancestors did, and so do you. See? Question. Can Stephen just say to them, you know what, guys? Pharisees and Sadducees, you know, this Jesus loves you. This Jesus can make your life wonderful. This Jesus can give you a $10 million worth of house. This Jesus can prosper you and make you happy. This guy is a false preacher, guys. If you have his book, throw it out, burn it. It will not help you at all because he's not preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you hear someone preaches, mahal ka ng Diyos, mahal ka ng Diyos, kahit sino ka pa man, lapit ka lang sa Kanya. That's not the preaching of the gospel. That's not how they preach. The early church, the apostles, when they preach, they will point you to your sin. They will say, you have nailed Jesus on the cross, you're a sinner before God, you deserve the wrath of God. That's what gospel is all about. When Paul shared the gospel to Governor Felix of Caesarea, yung wife ni Governor Felix sa Book of Acts, yung wife niya Jew. So they went to Paul to hear what about to say to them. Etong sabi ng Bible. Several days later, Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish. He sent for Paul and listened to him as he spoke about faith in Christ Jesus. As Paul talked about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid and said, that's enough for now. You may leave. When I find it convenient, I will send for you. Look at the preaching of Paul. May sinabi ba dyan? Paul talked about the love of God. Paul talked about to Governor Felix that you will be used by God as his vessel. Anong lesson ni Paul when he preached to Governor Felix and his wife? Take note. Righteousness, self-control, and judgment to come. To a sinner, is that pleasing? You talk about righteousness. You talk about, hey guys, you cannot live immoral lives and call yourself a Christian. You cannot say you're a Christian and yet you live, you do sex without the blessing of marriage. That's righteousness. You cannot call yourself a Christian. You cannot follow Christ unless you surrender evil things in your heart. That's righteousness. The second topic is all about self-control, right? Control yourselves from doing evil things, sinful things. And the third topic is about what? The judgment to come. That life in this world is temporary. Let's all say temporary. Because there's a judgment to come. Guys, no one can escape that judgment. We will all face our Maker. Romans 13 says, we will all face this God who created heavens and earth, who created us. That's why the gospel should be Christocentric. When we say Christocentric, Christ ang nasa gitna. But how can someone knows that he needs Christ except that he also realize that he's a sinner before God? Yun ang problema sa maraming churches ngayon. Kasi sinusugarcoat natin yung sin. Ayaw nating maka-offend. And that's why today, there are a lot of people who claim to be Christians and yet they cannot see Christ in their life. You cannot even sense Christ in their life. They don't have the passion of Christ in their life. Worse is this, that there are a lot of leaders and workers among churches today. They thought that the church is their playground. They thought that their church is their organization. And that church cannot exist without them. That's a problem of so many churches nowadays. So many churches. And even us, probably. Okay? Remember this. This is the very center of our preaching and of our life. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. You are not the center of this world. Huwag mo isipin na, ay, pag wala ako, baka anong mangyari sa kanila. Mabuting wala ka. Para kumapit sila kay Lord, hindi sa'yo. Tama? Mabuting wala ka. When I was in Abu Dhabi, I stayed there for almost 2 months. Chinat ko yung ating mga elders, especially Pastor Ray. Sabi ko, bro, musta dyan sa church? Sabi niya, ay, Pastor, okay. Laging puno ang service. Ang tithes and offering, ang laki. Ang dami yung bisita ngayon. Sabi ko, Brad, parang sinasabi mo sa akin, mas mabuti yata na wala ako. Pero it made me realize that this church belongs to Jesus and not to Pastor Jeff. Right? It belongs to Him. It belongs to Him. It belongs to Him. So is your life. It belongs to Him. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. So that's why, Ephesians 1 verses 5 and 6, the Bible says, He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with His pleasure and will, to the praise, take note, of His glorious grace which He has freely given us in the one He loves. See? It's all about Him. Not about you. Please, when you preach the gospel, preach it the right way. Hindi yung, mahal ka ni Jesus. Ah, salamat. Mahal din naman ako ni Jesus eh. Pagpapalain ka ni Jesus, wow, maganda yan. Ha? Gusto ko ng pagpapala. Na pag tinanggap mo si Jesus, hindi ka pupunta ng impyerno. Eh, sino ba gusto pumunta ng impyerno? O gusto ko pumunta ng langit? Diba? Point them their sin. So that the Holy Spirit can point them to the need of a Savior. And they will realize that Jesus Christ died on the cross for their sin. He didn't die there to start a religion or to be popular. Let me say this. Listen carefully. Jesus, this may shock you. Listen carefully. Jesus didn't die there because He loves you. Wow. Is this a new teaching? No. Do you think Jesus died there because He loves you? Why did Jesus die there? Because of the Father's will. Remember the Garden of Gethsemane? The judgment of God. Remove this cup away from me, but not my will. Let your will be done. That's why in His words, sabi na, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Jesus obeyed the cross. Jesus died on the cross. Jesus was crucified on the cross because of His love to His Father. Not to us. The Father loves us so much that He sent His Son, His most precious one. He sent His Son, not an angel, not an archangel. He sent His Son, His most treasured possession in heaven. They haven't, parted ways ever since eternity. And yet He sacrificed His Son because the Father loves us. And Jesus loved His Father. That's why He obeyed Him, even to the point of the cross. That's why Jesus says, As I have loved the Father, so love one another. Do you get the point? Of course He loves us. But the reason why He died on the cross is not because He loves us, but because He loves the Father. It was the Father who thought of us, who loves us so dearly. And He gave His Son to die on the cross for our sin. So that's number one. Guys, you are not the center of this world. Please lang ho. Huwag masyadong mataas ang tingin mo sa sarili mo. Huwag masyadong magaling. O believe ka sa sarili mo. You are not the center of the world. Second, what you feel may not be real. You know why? The danger of our feeling comes when we make it as our final authority in our lives. Do you believe that? Diba? Nakakatakot po yung mga salitang, I feel good about this. I believe this is right. Someone said, if it feels good, do it. Eh, nagchonky ako noon, it feels good eh. Diba? But what you feel good, does it also means it is right? I have something to confess to you guys. For the past months, we erased soft drinks in our family. But recently, na-addict kami ng misis ko sa root beer. Yung mug na root beer, yung may bulldog, every time we are in a restaurant, o-order kami ng yun na drink sa amin. Hindi na kontento. Ang sarap kasi. Alam pag mainit, slagyan mo ice cold root beer. Di ba? Hindi na kami na kontento sa soda and can. Bumibili kami ng 1.5 liter. See? I'm not telling you guys, gayahin nyo kami. Don't be surprised why my tummy is like this. Okay? But I'm planning, so help me God, to remove soda again in our house. Kasi it feels good. But it doesn't mean it's healthy, right? Iba naman sabi nila, I had a bad feeling about this. Remember this. Ang words sabi nila, follow your heart. Listen carefully. Don't be deceived. Don't follow your heart. Because this is what the Bible says. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? If we are humble enough, mapangdaya po ang ating puso. Kaya nga may mga kantang sana, dalawa ang puso ko. Diba? Pinagluloko mo ang sarili mo. Diba? Madaya ang puso. Eh, happy ako pag bakla ako eh. Happy ka pag bakla ka? Eh, bakla ka nga ba? When you look at yourself in the mirror, lalaki ka. Tama? I was talking to one of our campers just a few days ago. Isa na siya sa matinas si Lord. Sabi ko sa kanya, di ba kapatid, bakla ka? Oo nga, pastor, pero ayokong ganito. Sabi na ganun. Sabi ko sa kanya, pero bakla ka nga ba? Ayaw ko nga magiging ganito, pastor. Kasi ayaw rin ni Lord na maging ganyan ka. Kasi miski sabihin ng puso mo na babae ka, pag tumika sa salamin, lalaki ka eh. At hindi nagkamali ang Diyos nung nilalang ka. Lalaki kang nilalang ng Diyos. Dinadaya ka lang ng puso mo. Ang ganda ho ng sagot niya. Sabi niya sa akin, o nga no, pastor. Kung nilalang ako ng Diyos bilang lalaki, bagamat ang pakiramdam ng aking puso ay babae ako, eh, magpapakalalaki na ako mula ngayon. Sabi ko, right. It's not how you feel. It is what the truth is. Na ikaw ay lalaki. Sabi na pa sa akin, o nga ano, pastor, miski sa paglaki ko at may pera ako at magpalagay ako ng mga katawan ng babae at mag-itsurang babae ako, alam ko ang katotohanan na ako ay lalaki. Miski magdamit babae ako, miski mag-itsurang babae ako, ako ay lalaki. Naunawaan niyo po ako? Ganon din sa mga tomboy. Babae ka, huwag may isipin tomboy ka. Pero pinagluloko mo sarili mo. Ganon din sa may asawa. Pag may asawa ka na, bagamat natutukso ka manligaw ng iba, bagamat na attract ka sa iba, ang katotohanan, may asawa ka na.
Do you get the point? Ang ganda ng sagot ng kabataan sa akin, nung ano, Pastor? Tinisihan niyo ako ng Diyos ang lalaki? Magpakalalaki na ako. And that's true. Because what you feel may not be real. Don't make your feeling as the final authority of your life. Look what C.J. Mahaney says. Sabi niya, it would be fine to follow our feelings if we could always be sure they're faithful to reality. Okay na naman yung feelings. Basta faithful sa reality. Yung totoo talaga. Okay? Erwin W. Lutzer, I like this, I always quote this. Sabi niya, a Christian life based on emotion is heading for a gigantic collapse. Ang problema kasi sa atin minsan, hinahanap natin lagi yung feeling. Hindi ko feel si Lord. Mapurkit pa hindi mo feel si Lord? Wala si Lord? Do you get the point? Pag humingi ka ng tawad sa Panginoon, kailangan ba i-feel, Lord, forgive me for all my sin, God, forgive me, Lord. Lord, 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 pa-feel ka naman. Hindi. Don't base your Christian life, your life on emotions. Emotions will deceive you. Really. And tama si Erwin W. Lutzer, you're heading for a gigantic collapse. Let me warn you with this. This is what Jesus warned. This is dangerous when our emotions outweigh our biblical convictions. Delikado ho yan. What does the Bible says? May lumapit sa humingi ng tawad, patawarin mo ko, nagsisisi na ako sa aking mga kasalanan. What will you do? Teka, hindi ka pa feel eh. Ha? Hindi mo pa feel? Magpatawad? Anong sabi ng Bible? How many times should you forgive? 70 times 7. How should you forgive? As Christ forgave your sin. Because may warning siya. Because if you do not forgive the sins of others, God will not forgive your sins as well. So if someone comes to you and asks for forgiveness, the Bible says, forgive that person. Hindi yun, bahala ka dyan, hindi ko pa feel. See? That's very dangerous. Lord, I feel siya na. Hindi siya Christian. Hindi siya niniwala sa Diyos. Pero mabait siya sa'yo. Siyempre, meron ba ng ligaw na hindi mabait? Di ba? Pero hindi siya Christian. Pero may character siya. E lahat naman naliligaw, nilalabas lahat ang yabang. Tama, mali? Oh, lahat naman naliligaw, lalabas lahat ang yabang. You need a phone? Magkano ba yan? I'll buy you a phone, okay? Sino rito ng ligaw na hindi mo nilabas yung yabang mo? May yabang yan, hindi pwedeng wala. Then when our biblical emotions outweighs our biblical convictions. Magnobyo kayo, magnobya kayo. I love you, I love you. Mahal kita. Mahal din kita. Tapos kayong dalawa lang sa isang kwartong tahimik at walang nakakita sa inyo. Anong gagawin ninyo? Pairal ang emosyon, mahal kita. Magsisex kayo? Na hindi nyo mala naiisip, kasama niyo ang Diyos. Kita kayo ng Diyos. At pinagbabawal ang Diyos ang anumang sexual intimacy na walang blessing ng marriage. If you enjoy sin, if you enjoy sexual intimacy, hindi man lang kayo nako-convict na ito ay kasalanan, masama, at kitang-kita ng Diyos ang lahat ng mga pinaggagawa ninyo, you are not saved. You are not saved. You can pretend to be one, you can pretend to be a Christian. If you are enjoying it and you're not repentant about it, you are not saved. E si David nga ho eh. Nag-commit ng adultery. Observe. Read the whole story. After he committed that adultery, what happened? He fasted and prayed and repented. Right? Do you get the point? Stop doing that, guys, if you're doing that. Don't let emotion rule over you. Let biblical convictions rule over you. Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, he's a medical doctor, but he's also has a doctor in theology. So Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones. He warned us, avoid the mistake of concentrating overmuch upon your feelings. Above all, avoid the terrible error of making them central. If you do, you are doomed to be unhappy. You're doomed to be unhappy. The more you live in your emotion, feeling ko, wag mo na mag-aral, hindi ka mag-aral. ang dami yung nagugulo ang buhay dahil sa feelings lamang at hindi sa biblical conviction. Sino po rito ang naloko ka na ng iyong sariling emosyon? Ako po naloko na ako ng sarili ko emosyon eh. Wag po yung according sa vibes ko. Ito na. How sure are you na tama yung vibes mo? Diba? Remember this. In Mark chapter 9 verse 47, if your eye causes you to stumble, throw it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell. These are the very words of Jesus Christ. Take note of this. Sabi ni Lord, kung yung mata mo nagdudulot ng pagkakasala sa'yo, tanggalin mo na lang. Kesa may dalawang mata ka, papunta ka naman ng impyerno. What are the things that cause you to sin? Na kung di nyo talaga maiwasan na mag-commit ng sexual intimacy, nang wala pa kayong blessing ng marriage, mag-iwalay muna kayo. Kesa naman mapunta ang kaluluwa nyo sa impyerno. This was years ago. Meron pong magkasintahan, magnobyo, magpapakasal na sila. You know what they did? They committed sexual intimacy, fornication. Ang dahilan nila, ikakasal naman tayo eh. In 2 months time, ikakasal tayo. Na-aksidente ho yung lalaki. Patay. It means, number one, hindi tuloy yung kasal. Number two, buntis ho siya. At dadali niya yung pagdadalang tao niya na nag-iisa. Do you get the point? Anong dapat tanggalin sa buhay mo? Di ba, mahalaga ba ang mata? Mahalaga. Pero ano mas mahalaga? Yung mata o yung eternal destiny mo? Mahalaga ba ang college life ng mga anak mo? Lasal, Ateneo, UP, or international school man yan? Mahalaga ba yung preparation of future nila? Yes! Pero ano mas mahalaga? Itong mga kolehiyo at universidad na ito o ang kanilang eternity? Can they say before God, hey, Lord, you cannot send me to hell because, you know, lasalista ako, Lord. O atenista ako, Lord. Sometimes you are so proud that your kids are studying in this school. Nothing wrong with this school. But sometimes you are proud your kids are studying with them, but their soul is going to hell. What should be proud of with that? I'm not saying studying in this school is wrong, but what I'm saying is your priority is wrong. Your focus is wrong. Feelings are only reliable if they are anchored in the truth. Okay? So what are these things that leads you to sin? Is God not enough? Why are there so many young people? As if hindi nyo kaya mabuhay nung walang boyfriend, walang girlfriend. Why? Is Jesus not enough for you? Eh kayo, Pastor Jeff, naranasan nyo mga walang girlfriend? Of course. I've enjoyed it. Really. I don't have any regrets for marrying my wife because the Bible says, he who finds a wife finds a blessing from the Lord. She's not just a godly woman. For me, she's the most beautiful woman in the world. Feelings are only reliable, guys, if they're anchored in the truth. If your love life is causing you to sin, cut it off. If your friends with your tropa is causing you to sin, causing you to drift away from God, layuan mo sila. Putulin mo muna. Who is more important, yung mga tropa mo o si Lord? Do you get the point? The Bible says Christ died for our sin. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 15 verse 3. And that should move us. That's why most of the time, I'm emotional when with this truth. Most of the time in worship and even preaching, I cry. But it's not wrong because my emotion is based on the truth. That Christ died for our sin. Come to think of it. Who am I for the creator of heavens and earth to die on the cross for my sin? Right? It should move our emotion. It should move our minds and our hearts to think that the creator of heavens and earth, the Son of the living God, whose throne are surrounded by angels and being worshipped by thousands of angels, became man like us
died on the cross for our sin. That should move us.
That's why Paul says in Philippians, sabi niya, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say to you, rejoice. The question is this. Before going to the right question, let us ask, what is the wrong question? Listen carefully. This is the wrong question. What do I feel about this? That's the wrong question. Pag niyayahag ka ng girlfriend mo, ng boyfriend mo, sex tayo. The wrong question is, what do I feel about this? Kasi pag piniiral mo yung feeling mo, maawa ka eh. Naawa naman ako sa boyfriend ko, sa girlfriend ko. Sige na, papayag na ako mag-sex kami. Right? That's the wrong question. The right question is this. Pag niyahag ka ng boyfriend ng girlfriend mo na mag-sex kayo, what does the Bible say about this? Sabi mo, teka, pareho tayong Christian. Ano bang sinasabi ng Bible sa affections natin? Sa mga nararamdaman natin sa isa't isa, ano bang sinasabi ng Bible? And then you will learn to say no. Huwag natin ito gawin. Kasalanan to sa harapan ng Diyos. Isa to sa mga kasalanan kung bakit pinako si Kristo Jesus sa krus ng Kalbaryo. Let us honor God with our body. Let us honor God even in with our relationship. Last but not the least, talk to yourself rather than listen to yourself. What do I mean by that? Look at David. When he was being hunted by King Saul, papatayin siya, the Bible says, he hid from one cave to another cave, right? Papatayin kasi siya, listen carefully. Si senyorito, naranasan mo nang may gustong pumatay sa'yo. Pakita sa amay. Anong feeling? Masarap? Yung, yes! May gustong pumatay sa akin! Is that the right feeling? It will be a mixed emotion, mixed feeling. Right? Pero while in the cave, itong ginawa ni David. Nakaka-compose siya ng kanta. Sabi niya, bless the Lord, O my soul. Inutusan niya yung soul niya. Kinakausap na yung soul niya. Hindi niya pinakinggan yung soul niya. Oh, David, matotokhang ka na. Mamamatay ka na. Magpakamatay ka na. Una mo sila. Di ba? Pag nakikinig po tayo sa ating sarili, ang daming naiisip natin hindi maganda. Tama, mali. Rather than listen to yourself, talk to yourself. Yun ang ginawa ni David. Sabi ni David, bless the Lord, O my soul. Ang kausap niya, wala naman sa ibang kausap dun eh. Ang kasama niya dun, daga, ahas, panike. Sa loob siya ng kuweba, siya lang mag-isa. Sabi niya, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Kinakausap niya sa sarili, naalala mo? Kung paano ka tinulungan ng Diyos mo, patayin si Goliath? Naalala mo? Kung paano ka tinulungan ng Diyos para protekta ng mga tupa sa mga leon at bear? Naalala mo? Kasama mo si Lord. Kasama mo pa rin si Lord ngayon. Hindi ka nag-iisa. Talk to yourself. Don't listen to yourself. Because most of the time, when you listen to yourself, you will be deceived. Once again, CJ Mahaney once says, we can either listen to ourselves and our constantly changing feelings about our circumstances, or we can talk to ourselves about the unchanging truth of who God is and what He's accomplished for us at the cross through His Son, Jesus Christ. We should not think with our feelings, but rather we should think on what the Bible says. Kasi pag pinakinggan mo yung feelings mo, bakla ako. Ako ay isang babaeng nakakulong sa katawan ng lalaki. Pag pinakinggan mo sarili mo. Pero pag kinausap mo sarili mo, oy bakla, listen to what the Bible says. Sabi mo, bless the Lord, O my soul. Marami sa akin, tingin sa akin, bakla. Tingin ko rin, bakla ako. Pero ang sabi ng Biblia, hindi ako bakla. Ako'y nilalang ng Diyos sa lalaki. Ako ay magpapakalalaki. Dahil ako ay lalaki at ako ay anak ng Diyos. That's why sabi na, we can either listen to ourselves and our constantly changing feelings. Di ba? Kung inisip mo, naku, iwalay na ako yata ng asawa ko, iwalay na yata ako ng asawa ko, iwalay na yata ako ng asawa ko. Ang trato mo sa asawa mo, hindi maganda kasi ang nasa isip mo lagi, nakikinig ka lagi, iwalay ka ng asawa mo. Lord, may problema ako sa relasyon ko sa asawa ko. Pero Lord, hindi ako magpapa-apekto sapagkat ito ang sinabi ng iyong salita. Amen po.
Lord, may karamdaman ako ngayon. Pag sinabi ng doktor sa'yo, ang diagnosis po namin, cancer. Meron na lang po kayong 2 buwan para mabuhay. Either tumahimik ka sa isang sulok at mag-isip ka na ng last will and testament mo. At lagi mo araw-araw, gabi-gabi si mamamatay na ako. Cancer, 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 cancer. Or, Lord, kausapin mong kaluluwa mo. Jeff, sabi ng doktor may cancer ka. Pero sabi ng Biblia, may Diyos ka na magpapagaling sa iyong cancer. At sabi rin ng Biblia, kung hindi man ka man pagalingin Jeff sa cancer, at yung pagkakaroon mo ng cancer at pamumuhay mo na may cancer ay magbibigay ng kaluwalhatian sa Diyos. At kung ang cancer man na ito ay maging dahilan ng ikamamatay mo, pero magdudulot ito ng karangalan at kaluwalhatian sa Diyos, so be it. Ang mahalaga, maluwalhati mo ang Diyos. May cancer ka man o wala. Mag-iiba yung pananaw mo. Tama? Sir Elaine po, Ilumin. Isang dating staff natin, oh. Sinabi na siya ng doktor, collapse yung mga liver kidney mo, mamamatay ka na. Pero kesa magkulong sa bahay nila sa Cavite City, anong ginagawa ni Elaine? Kinakausap niya sarili niya, pamagitan ng salita ng Panginoon. Ngayon, oh, naglilingkod sa Panginoon, DVBS. At anything na mapaglilingkuran niya po ang Panginoon, that's what Christianity is all about. So please, don't listen to your feeling. Ganda ho na sinabi ni Martin Luther, sabi niya, we should bow down to the authority of the scriptures. Do you believe on this book? Do you believe that these are the promises of God? That this will bring life to you? Right? That this will be your ultimate guidance. I'll close with this. The Bible says, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and the Bible says, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. That's very clear. If you believe you are saved and yet you don't want to obey the teaching of God, then you are not saved. Because the very genuine evidence that you are saved and you have a relationship with God is that you will love Him by obeying Him. Do you get the point? Ano yan, Pastor? Salvation by works? Ay, hindi ho. I'm not preaching salvation by works. Don't get me wrong. It is salvation still by the grace of God. Pero kung yung grace talaga ni Lord ang nagahari sa'yo, the Bible says, this grace of God will teach you to say no to every form of ungodliness. The same grace that will teach you to love Christ by obeying His word. Now, if you love sin and you hate obeying God's word, and only then it only proves that you do not have the grace of God for salvation. Because the grace of God is so powerful that it will teach you to hate sin. And it is so powerful that it will make you fall in love with Jesus and obey His word. Don't be deceived by what you feel. You may feel that you are saved, but if you are not obeying God and loving God, you are not saved. You are just being deceived by what you feel rather than to live what you believe. And what does the Bible says that we should believe? The grace of God saved us from sin. Okay? That we may live for Him. I'll say it once again. The grace of God saved us from our sin, took us away from our sin, that we may live for Him. That's what salvation is. Hindi lang ito yung sa impyerno o blessing ni Lord, hindi. It's all about our sin and God saving us through the death of His Son so that we can live a righteous life, a life full of obedience to His word and loving Him. Okay? Let's pray. Father, thank you for giving us this message, Lord. I trust you, Holy Spirit, continue to speak. I know you have spoken, and I pray that you will continue to speak to the hearts of each one who are here, Lord. I am nothing, God, but you are everything. I am limited. In you, there is no limit at all. I cannot change their heart. No matter how much, how well I prepared this sermon, and how well I thought and preached this sermon, unless you work, Holy Spirit, in the hearts of everyone who are here this morning, unless you regenerate the hearts of those who are not yet saved, they will not know you, and their soul is doomed to hell. They cannot escape your wrath, your judgment, unless you show mercy to them and grace to open up their eyes and minds so that they will know that they're sinners. And they will understand why you died on the cross. And that they need you, Lord, to be their Savior. And to live their life under your Lordship. Even today, Lord, as we participate in this Holy Communion, Lord, this is an expression of the reality of what happened on the cross 2,000 years ago. God, this is all about the gospel. The bread, your body. The wine, your blood. It's all about the gospel, Lord. It's all about you. May we humbly participate, God, in this Holy Communion. In Jesus' name.